Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about tax tips for forest landowners. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with James Henderson, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. James, there are some things that we need to remember going into tax time. The first thing you want to talk about is timber sales.
Yeah, if you conducted a timber sale during the last tax year, you can expect to get a form called a 1099-S. You're going to get a copy, and the IRS is going to get a copy. So they'll know that you've received income from a timber sale. Well, what I want everyone to remember is that a timber sale should not be treated as ordinary income, but rather it is a capital gain. And as long as you have owned that timber for a year and a day, if you purchased it, it'll qualify as a long-term capital gain. And if you inherited it, it immediately qualifies as a long-term capital gain. And that's important because long-term capital gain is one of the lowest tax rates available. For example, rather than paying 28%, your marginal tax rate, if that applied to you, you should be paying 15% on your timber sale income. So a substantial tax savings can be realized by processing the income properly.
And a timber basis and depletion.
Yes. Also, when you're calculating the taxable gain, it's not just the timber sale proceed. You are allowed by the IRS to deduct your cost basis and any expenses that occur to make that sale happen. For example, working with an attorney to produce a timber sale contract, or working with a consulting forester to help you market the timber sale. Those expenses are deductible from the timber sale. So subtract that from the timber sale, and also any basis that you have in the timber, and that'll result in a net gain, and that's what will be taxed. So that leads into another point. What is basis? Well, basis is your investment in an asset. So if you purchased timberland, that will be used to calculate your basis. But if you inherited timberland, whoever left that property to you when they died, your basis will be the fair market value of that timber on the day that person died.
So timber management expenses, what do you want to say about that?
Well, if you're concerned about minimizing your tax bill for the year, your management expenses associated with managing your forest land can be deducted from your other sources of income. So expenses such as herbicide application, prescribed fire, any expenses that you incur annually to manage your timberland, you can deduct from your other sources of income, for example, your wages and salary. But how those expenses are deducted and in what amount depends upon how you own your timber property.
There are also three basic types of timber property ownership, so talk about those.
As far as the IRS is concerned, you own your timberland in one of three ways. Either it is a hobby for you, which would be personal use property, or it is investment property or business property. And we were just talking about timber management expenses, and depending on how you own that forest land, that determines the amount and volume of management expenses you can deduct. For example, if you are a business owner of timberland, you get to deduct the entire amount of your management expenses. If you're an investor owner of timber, you can only deduct the part that's 2% above your adjusted gross income. And if you're a personal use or hobby owner of timberland, you can only deduct expenses in years in which you have income from the hobby, which means you can only deduct expenses in years when you cut timber. And we don't cut timber off our property every year. That's not common. For example, on a pine plantation, you may see income three times over a 30-year period. So the point being, you own timberland to produce future timber income, not as a hobby or for your own personal use. Your primary reason for owning timberland, if you're concerned about minimizing your tax bill, is to produce future timber income, which means then you are either an investment owner of timberland or a business owner of timberland.
And it's also important to remember reforestation costs.
Yes, there's a very special provision to encourage timberland owners to replant after they cut timber. In any one tax year, you can deduct up to $10,000 per property reforestation expenses. That's an outstanding provision.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with James Henderson, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.